Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Ninar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Investment Analysis and Portfolio Management by Frank Riley is a foundational textbook that explains how investors and professionals evaluate securities, build portfolios, and manage risk in real markets. The book connects financial theory to practical decision-making, moving from the basics of return and risk to valuation of bonds and stocks, and then to portfolio construction and performance evaluation. It emphasizes how information, expectations, and market pricing interact, helping readers understand why assets are valued the way they are and how those valuations can change. Riley's approach is structured and methodical, making it well-suited for students preparing for finance careers as well as practitioners who want a coherent framework for analysis. By combining quantitative tools with economic and behavioral context, it supports both disciplined security selection and strategic asset allocation. Readers can expect coverage that aligns with core investment curricula, including diversification, asset pricing models, and the role of active versus passive management. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, risk, return, and the statistical toolkit for investing. A central theme of the book is that investment decisions start with measuring return and understanding the many dimensions of risk. Readers are guided through how to compute and interpret holding period returns, expected returns, and different ways to compare investments across time and across asset classes. The text then builds the statistical foundation used throughout modern investing, including variance, standard deviation, covariance, and correlation. These tools matter because they explain not only how volatile an individual asset can be, but also how assets interact when combined in a portfolio. The discussion typically distinguishes between systematic risk that is tied to market-wide forces and unsystematic risk that is specific to a company or issuer. That distinction becomes practical when evaluating diversification benefits and when deciding how much idiosyncratic risk is worth bearing. The book also introduces the concept of risk-adjusted performance, encouraging readers to think beyond raw returns. The outcome is a measurement mindset. Define the objective, quantify uncertainty, and use consistent metrics to compare opportunities. This topic equips readers to follow later sections on valuation and portfolio construction with confidence. Secondly, fixed income analysis and interest rate sensitivity. The book gives structured guidance on how bonds are priced and how fixed income returns are generated through coupon income, price changes, and reinvestment effects. A major focus is the relationship between interest rates and bond prices, including why price sensitivity varies by maturity, coupon level, and yield. Readers learn to interpret yield measures and to see the yield curve as a market summary of growth expectations, inflation outlook, and risk premiums. The framework typically extends to duration and convexity as practical measures of interest rate risk, helping investors estimate how a bond or bond portfolio may respond to changing yields. Credit risk is also an essential part of bond analysis, with attention to default probability, recovery assumptions, and how spreads compensate investors for bearing issuer risk and liquidity constraints. The book's treatment supports real decisions such as comparing government and corporate issues, selecting maturities to match liabilities, and assessing the trade-off between yield pickup and additional risk. By the end of this topic, readers can connect macroeconomic changes to fixed income pricing and manage the key risks that drive bond portfolio outcomes. Thirdly, equity valuation and the role of fundamental analysis. Riley's investment framework highlights that equity prices reflect expectations about future cash flows and the riskiness of those cash flows. The book typically covers core valuation approaches, including dividend-based models and cash flow-oriented thinking, and explains when each approach is most applicable. It also emphasizes the importance of estimating growth, profitability, and required return, showing how small changes in assumptions can produce large differences in intrinsic value. Fundamental analysis is presented as a disciplined process that blends economic conditions, industry dynamics, and company-level financial analysis. Readers learn how to interpret financial statements and key ratios to assess operating performance, financial leverage, and sustainability of earnings. The discussion often links valuation to competitive positioning and business quality, helping investors understand why similar companies can deserve different multiples. The book also acknowledges practical frictions, accounting choices, cyclicality, one-time events, and the limits of forecasts. This topic trains readers to move from narratives and headlines to structured valuation inputs, improving the ability to identify potential mispricing and to articulate a clear investment thesis with explicit drivers and risks. Fourthly, portfolio theory, diversification, and asset pricing models. A core contribution of the text is its systematic progression from individual security risk to portfolio-level risk management. readers are introduced to the logic of diversification and why combining imperfectly correlated assets can reduce volatility without necessarily reducing expected return. This leads to the efficient frontier, which illustrates how investors can select portfolios that offer the best expected return for a given level of risk. The book commonly connects these ideas to equilibrium asset pricing, including the capital asset pricing model and related concepts of beta, the market risk premium, and the distinction between compensated and uncompensated risk. These models provide a language for estimating required returns and for evaluating whether a security or portfolio is priced attractively relative to its risk exposure. The text also discusses practical extensions, such as multi-factor perspectives and the challenges of estimating inputs from historical data. Importantly, portfolio theory is tied to real-world constraints like transaction costs, taxes, and investment policy objectives. This topic helps readers design portfolios that reflect both market theory and implementable decision rules, bridging academic models with professional portfolio construction. Lastly, performance evaluation, active management, and investment process discipline. Beyond choosing securities and building portfolios, the book emphasizes evaluating results in a fair and informative way. Performance measurement involves more than comparing returns to a market index. It requires selecting appropriate benchmarks, adjusting for risk, and interpreting outcomes in light of the strategy pursued. Readers are typically introduced to the logic of separating skill from luck using risk-adjusted metrics, and to concepts like alpha, tracking error, and attribution analysis. This supports accountability by showing where performance came from, such as asset allocation decisions, sector selection, security selection, or timing. The book also addresses the ongoing debate between active and passive management. It explains how market efficiency affects the opportunity set for active managers and why costs, turnover, and implementation frictions can be decisive. The broader message is process discipline, define objectives, establish constraints, research systematically, size positions thoughtfully, and monitor exposures. This topic is especially useful for readers who want to translate analysis into a repeatable investment workflow, whether for personal portfolios, institutional mandates, or professional manager evaluation. In conclusion, this book is best suited for undergraduate and graduate finance students, CFA and investment certificate candidates, and early career analysts who need a structured understanding of how securities are analyzed and portfolios are built. It is also valuable for individual investors who want to go beyond headlines and develop a disciplined framework for evaluating risk, return, and valuation. The main life benefit is improved decision quality. Readers learn to quantify uncertainty, recognize what drives prices, and avoid common errors such as chasing performance without understanding risk or concentrating in undiversified positions. The book is worth buying compared to many investing titles because it integrates multiple pillars in one coherent learning path: measurement of risk and return, bond and stock valuation, portfolio theory, and performance evaluation. Many similar books focus narrowly on either markets and instruments or on portfolio construction alone. Riley's text links the concepts so readers can see how valuation assumptions translate into portfolio choices and how those choices should be judged against benchmarks and objectives. For readers who want a comprehensive reference that supports both exams and practical investment work, it offers durable value. If you would like to support Frank Riley, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.